Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend Grace Marie Turner being back on the show. Grace Marie is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, more than 15-year anniversary back in the spring. She's working on 16 right now as a member of our Brain Trust, and she's the president of the Galen Institute. She's the world's leading expert on market-based healthcare public policy, and really any public healthcare public policy, but she's, as I am, a very staunch proponent of market-based, patient-centered healthcare policies. Grace Marie Turner, welcome back to the show.
Jim, always such a pleasure to be with you.
Good to have you back. Hey, Grace Marie, I want to talk about, one thing I want to talk about is I've had some of my friends on the left have been asking me, you know, Jim, there are not that many small businesses that actually have more than 50 employees, if you think about it. And they're right. The vast majority, the high, almost more than 90% of small business owners or small businesses have fewer than 50 employees. So when they tell me that, and then of course you know what's coming next. So why is it such a big deal for small businesses? Would you tell the audience what small businesses with less than 50 employees are, what they're going to be up against with Obamacare?
Well, number one, all their employees are still subject to the individual mandate that they have to purchase health insurance.
Yep.
So they still are on that hook. But the most important thing for the bigger picture and why a lot of small businesses start their companies, they don't want to be small businesses forever. They want to grow. They want to hire more people.
Mm-hmm.
And this puts a cap. We're now in Washington, they're now calling businesses the 49ers. You got to stay at 49 employees if you want to avoid the huge costs that are coming down the pipe.
It is an emotional specter. I mean, it is a dampening effect on your desire to grow and all that. But from an application standpoint, from a practical standpoint, what will small business owners with fewer employees have to do with regard to Obamacare besides the exchanges?
Well, they are primarily, they're exempt from the employer mandate. They're exempt from the mandate for reporting all of the various aspects of what kind of coverage they have.
Mm-hmm.
But they still are going to have to, their employees are still going to have compliant health insurance. And if they're buying health insurance, if they're buying health insurance in the open market, then that insurance is subject to all of the new
right.
Obamacare requirements that are driving up the cost dramatically.
So let's say I've got 20 employees. I've got a pretty strong little company. Any small business with 20 employees is a pretty solid little company. And I'm already providing health care for my employees. What's that going to do?
What it means is that it has the health care that has to be sold to the employer's employees has to be compliant with
all of the rules. So if my policy isn't compliant.
So you do not have any choice any longer in the kind of health insurance that you offer. You have some choice, but you have fewer choices because every policy that's sold to this company has to be compliant
right.
with Obamacare.
So if my policy,
as we know, it's going to drive costs to the roof.
So the policies I've been having for my employees, maybe for a long time, are going to come under the scrutiny of Obamacare. If they don't meet the high mandated standards of Obamacare, then my policies become null and void, basically, right?
And one of the ways that they tried to sell this law is, oh, if you like the coverage you have now, you'll be able to keep it. And there was something called a grandfathering clause
right.
that you'll be able to keep this policy. But it was the rules that they wrote to define what a grandfathered clause would be were
mm-hmm.
so stringent that only a very few policies are going to be able to fit. And
because there are a lot of mandates in the Obamacare that aren't in most small business employer-provided health care policies.
That's right. And once you make one change, the grandfathering provision goes out the window, and then you're subject to all of the rules and regulations. And so far, there are 20,000 1,000 pages of rules and regulations that everybody in the health sector, one sector or another, is going to be dramatically impacted by this law.
And Grace Marie, if my policy, if I call my company and my insurance company and I say, give me the policy that complies with Obamacare, they're going to give me a lot bigger bill, aren't they?
Absolutely. And the bills are going up for a whole lot of reasons. Not only because the mandates that have to be included in these policies are more extensive, because there are a lot of new taxes. Just one tax alone is $350 a year to the cost of a policy. It does nothing to improve the cost of the quality of the health insurance.
And Grace Marie, when I get that new bill, and I know the exchanges are out there, I'm probably going to drop my coverage for my employees and let them go to the exchanges, and that's going to cost them more money, isn't it?
It is, and the employers are going to have to pay a fine, which is now at $2,000 a person, but it's not going to stay there.
That's not going to stay at that rate. I agree with that. 20 till, right back with Grace Marie Turner. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.